The Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate for the second straight time to 3.25% to 4%, the lowest in 3 years, though Chair Powell warned against expecting another reduction in December, emphasizing data-dependent decisions amid internal divisions. Some favored a larger 50 basis point cut, while one member preferred no change. Markets reacted with volatility as stocks dipped and short-term Treasury yields rose, while the Fed plans to halt balance sheet reduction in December to ease financial conditions. Analysts anticipate significant rate cuts over the next year due to a shift towards fiscal dominance, where massive U.S. deficits driven by entitlements and interest payments exceeding revenues pressure the Fed to keep rates low and expand its balance sheet, echoing post-World War II precedents, especially under political influences in the Trump administration pushing for regime changes at the central bank. Meanwhile, a 90-minute Trump Xi summit yielded positive signals, including a pause on China's rare earth restrictions, resumed U.S. soybean buys, fentanyl concessions, and potential tariff relief, with President Trump announcing an April visit to China and cooperation on Ukraine. While core tech and security tensions persist, the ease in tension boosts risk appetite, weakening the dollar against peers as global growth fears ease despite seasonal Q4 U.S. dollar strength from repatriation flows. Central banks like the BOJ, ECB, and RBA highlight policy divergence favoring dollar softness, though crowded short positions could spark rebounds. U.S. data delays from the ongoing government shutdown set to potentially end by Thanksgiving may cause volatility upon release, including Q3 GDP, consumption, and core PCE. Bloomberg notes steady but K-shaped spending, reliant on wealth households, stock gains, but shifting towards labor market strength as wealthy effects wane. Eurozone Q3 GDP is seen at just 0.1% Q over Q amid trade risks, though German stimulus offers hope. The ECB advances its digital euro for 2029 launch to boost payment autonomy, potentially supporting euro dollar long term. Overall, reduced U.S.-China frictions are helping currencies like the Australian dollar and New Zealand dollar, while dollar yen is eyeing breaks higher if Ueda's comments remain yen sensitive, but trade optimism still dominates. That's all for now.